One of the best things about this bloody podcast that we've done, right, is the unexpected success of the FPL League.
I know, I didn't expect many people to join, but there's 100, 150 people in there.
It is unexpected and wild, and has highlighted how shit I am at FPL.
Mate, you've done very well.
Do you think?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting you to do too well.
Thanks, mate. There's always, it's never just a straightforward compliment with you, is it? It's all right for you.
I didn't think you'd have the concentration for it. At what point do you normally drop out of FPL? Week 5, week 6?
It's more that if I make it to week 5 or 6, I'm in for the season.
Oh, really? So it's just
early days.
I'll stay in it because I'm loving the competition. So in terms of our sort of team names, so we've got producer Sam. He's a West Ham fan. His team name is Wan Quizaka.
Lovely stuff. He's now in other FPL leagues, nothing to do with quiz, and I think probably everyone's been like, why have you got quiz in there? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Producer Connor, famously, he's got gout, and he is Gout Weghorst.
Lovely
which
stuff.
Is good with pun on a footballer.
Do hope that clears up for you soon, Connor.
We've got some, let's just see what other ones we've got in here. I did see
What's
some.
What's yours?
It's not great. It's your a madman. Another man you forward, a mad.
Yeah.
It's not great. I really like yours.
Big on mental health, are you, mate? You're a madman.
Cancelled for the FPL now.
What was it last week? Last year, Looney Bin FC, was it? no one gets mine at all. So as a sort of...
I got yours and I loved it.
As a sort of like part-time Spurs fan, Thomas Frank is the new manager. Solanke is injured but star striker. Frankly, Mr. Solanke. Lovely Smith song.
That's really good, really good. Another Tottenham one here for you. Rock and Roll Sar. it's a bit of you, a bit of Oasis, and
that's really nice.
Embuemo number 5. that's quite good.
Do you think our guest today plays a bit of FPL?
You know what? I think he's into football, but I think he's a bit too cool to play FPL.
Do you want to tell everyone who it is?
It's Vittorio Angeloni.
We're very excited.
He's had a smash Edinburgh run, which sold out, I think, before August.
Before the festival even started.
Yeah, he's also a bit of a podcast guru himself. He's got his podcast with Mike Rice.
He's behind one of the co-creators of Finverse of the Internet. He's done it all, but has he done the pub quiz pod? No, he hasn't, which is why we've invited him on. Okay, let's go meet him. Let's go find him.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a comedian and prolific podcaster who, according to one reviewer, is impossible to dislike. We'll be the judge of that. It's Vittorio Angeloni.
Hey.
Impossible to dislike. What's so likeable about you?
Fuck wrote that.
What a strange thing that our producers put in. We'll be the fucking judge of that.
Yeah, that didn't come from me. Yeah.
Impossible to dislike. That's such a nice... I don't remember. You never remember the good reviews. I can probably quote you word for word.
Impossible to dislike? You've been online now prolifically. You must get... There must be people who give you
so
shit.
So many people dislike me. All of my peers.
The internet haters are the ones with probably the most creative ones, I'd say. Yeah. I did a video where I don't know, I was fucking about Margaret Thatcher. Mm. And someone said, Margaret Thatcher had 4 hours sleep a night. By the looks of your eye bags, you're getting fucking none, mate.
Wow.
Which is well researched.
Yeah.
It's well researched. I feel like the internet heckles are probably better than real life ones.
It's annoying when you get a comment. It's annoying when you get a comment that's funnier than the video, isn't it?
Yeah. Brutal.
You're a busy guy. Do you have time for quizzing in your life?
Like, I really try. Like, I'll try and go to, like, a local pub quiz. God, there was a time where I, like, kid myself on that I was like, every Monday I'm going to go to this pub, I'm going to do the quiz, and we're going to have, like, a different group of mates, but everybody's going to know I'll always be there, so if you want to hang out, I'm always going to be at the quiz on Monday night. And that has happened 3 times ever, and I promised that 2 years ago, maybe.
That really felt... I could see yourself having that conversation with yourself in the mirror there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need this.
I've never known anyone have that approach to the pub quiz of not like get a team together and then go, just, I'm going to be there. If you want to come, I will be there.
Yeah, there was like maybe a few...
Rain or shine.
Maybe 3 weeks in a row, we had like... It was me and my partner and then like a rotating cast of like different people would arrive and I would get like frustrated with them to varying degrees depending on how shit... Because I don't mind if you're shit... at the quiz, but you gotta be good at like one bit of it. Yeah.
You've got to be good at one bit.
Like, I got to be able to lean on you for music. Or, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I got to be able to be like, oh, well, you'll know this one. Or, like, one of the...
Star Wars.
If you get a picture like,
I've seen all the Star Wars.
If you get one of the, like, picture ones that nobody else gets, yeah. you, like...
You've earned your place.
You're able, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your areas where you're in charge?
Ooh.
I'm in charge now.
I mean, there's like bizarre ones where I was a classical musician. So if classical music comes up,
really,
like
you were a classical musician.
Yeah.
What's your instrument?
I was a percussionist. I studied I was at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama.
What was your?
Yeah, I've played at the proms like a couple of times and shit. Yeah.
Really?
Very mad.
That is insane. Yeah. I could have sat here for 3 hours and that would never have guessed that as your secret talent.
Yeah.
You played at the proms.
That was my job before.
What, the timpani stuff.
Yeah.
No, and that's your joy, you're professional.
Yeah.
This is...
Wow.
Guys, we've searched for it for 6 months. It's a pub quiz pod exclusive. It's finally fucking happened. Wow, what made you give it up? Just the comedy took off and then you were like, well, I'm not going to...
Yeah, I think there was like various points where like I was on stage in an orchestra and there's like, you know, thousands of people there or whatever. And I would sort of look out and be like, I don't really know why you're here. Because I wouldn't pay to see this. I like doing it. I like like the playing of it, but I would never like pay to go watch it. But at the time I was going to see a lot of theater and a lot of stand up. So I was like, oh, well, if I'm going to be a performer, I should just do that. Like I should do the thing that I would like pay to watch. Because otherwise it does feel like shit. Whereas like, and that's, I mean, like I sort of try to live by that mantra, like make the thing that you would want to consume.
Mm.
And I told you, like I was on a road trip recently and I was like, there must be a good like, quiz pod that you can just like listen to and then like play along with the quiz, and I was like, this was like a year ago, and like there fucking wasn't, but now I'm here and we're doing one, and that's fucking the dream.
I'm not
demeaning anything that you've achieved in your life, but the percussion section of an orchestra, that's the easiest one, isn't it? Because it is just a lot of... And then you're just
sort of chewing for a bit. Yeah, big time. I would say my thing was always like, it's very easy to be like, okay at percussion.
Yeah, yeah.
Like much easier than it is to be okay at any other instrument.
Is it like you sort of like the Gary Neville of the band? You know what I mean? Is it just sort of like, we can... If Gary's injured, it's not the worst thing in the world.
But you don't want him in charge.
You don't want him in charge. Yeah. Who the fuck's that?
you'd rather Gary Neville injured than Dimitar Berbatov.
Oh, tell you what. My mortal enemy.
Well, I don't know about this. What is this?
Do you not know?
No.
Are you a football fan?
I'm not a football fan.
This is what I know Vittorio for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know who Dimitar Berbatov is?
Very famous Manchester United.
Well, I will do, because he's a big Tottenham fan. So you'll know Dimitar Berbatov.
Yeah, I forgot that. Right?
Big Tottenham crazy. Fan, this guy.
I forgot I'm a big Spurs fan. Fuck, that was...
many years watching the Burb down at the Heartline.
Mind, doesn't it? Yeah.
What a strike partnership, Dimitar Berbatov and Robbie Keane. That's gorgeous stuff.
Yeah.
What happened to Berbatov?
I was playing in a charity football match in Belfast and I nutmegged him.
Really?
Yeah, and they got it on super slow-mo in the cameras, and I ran around
this is what you know Vittorio for, like, first and foremost.
Yeah. I ran around the pitch celebrating because I nutmegged. Like, I kicked the ball away and just, as if I'd scored, like, an absolute wonder goal.
When was this? How long ago was this?
Probably within the last 6 months. Realistically, probably like 3-4 months ago.
Also, the reason why it's so impressive is Berbatov, because he was, like, the silkiest of the players. Like, he would be the one... nutmegging people. Like, he was so silky. So the fact to do it to him.
That was a classic moment of when somebody tries to be smart in the Instagram comments and I just absolutely slap them down, where somebody was like, he's not a defender. And I was like, I'm not a footballer. Like, come on.
Imagine commenting that. I've nutmegged Dimitar Berbatov. He's not a defender. What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You must be pretty handy at football then as well.
Oh no, like I'm okay. I was playing today. I was a bit fucking useless today. I'm a better rugby player than I am a footballer. I was playing rugby yesterday.
Yeah.
That's why, for anybody who thinks I'm like taking smack or whatever.
I was going to ask.
I'm covered in bruises and on my head and shit. I'm currently probably concussed. I got a big kick to the head yesterday. That's like all along there.
Fucking hell. I mean, I feel bad for you, but also...
So the quizzing is going to be really...
I just thought you were stoned.
I've got a good feeling about this. We've got music. We've got sport.
You can do it all. You like,
but also music, it's quite sport. Refreshing to have someone on this podcast who actually likes quizzes.
I love it.
We have someone on, like, do you like quizzes? No, not really. Just thought this would be a laugh. It is a laugh.
We've been debating just having Jake on as a guest, so we've got a guest who's into quizzes.
Otherwise, it's just me being like, does someone fucking care about this thing?
I also have a pending autism diagnosis, which is good for quizzing.
How long have you thought you might have the autism?
It is it's probably been hypothesized for like 2 or 3 years, but then I really started giving it a good go. I read Fern Brady's book about adult autism diagnosis, and then I read Pierre Novelli's book about adult autism diagnosis, and it's a real sort of shot chaser vibe, where Fern's is like, and then Pierre's is like, well, when you think about it, and I'm like, okay, that's like a little bit nicer. And then I spoke about it a little bit, like I went through the NHS thing, and they were like, okay, you're now on the waiting list. And I asked somebody who worked for the NHS, I was like, how long does that take? And they were like, 4 years. I was like, that's crazy. So I was talking about the potential of me having autism on my last tour, and turns out loads of autistic people come and see me do stand up, but like before I'd ever spoken about it, and loads of like autism practitioners, like professionals, happened to be in the audience. So like 6 or 7 different autism practitioners were like, I'll do the assessment privately for free because your show was good. And I was like, oh, sick, because it's supposed to be $3,000.
Wow.
So I am now in the process. I just went for the one that was like closest to London. So I've done one appointment, and then my girlfriend and my mum, and so I had to do like a questionnaire about like what I was like growing up and stuff, and then my girlfriend had to do one, and my mum had to do one, and separately to each other, when they finished their questionnaire, they texted me and were like, can you tell them that we like you?
You're never going to see the questionnaire, I assume.
No, well, what's mad is I had to like scan. I had to scan my girlfriend's one, and she was like, "Can you not read it?" And I was like, "Yeah, fine." So I just like sent it, and then like deleted it from my phone.
When do you get the results? I'm just looking for.
Well, so there's like, what's mad is like,
I live for pub quiz pod exclusives, mate.
I also had a mad one. So so you send off those, and then there's like 3 more appointments because one, like, they have to have like 2 people assess you to get to be like a fair sort of diagnosis, and it was crazy at the first appointment, where the lady was like, look, I'm not allowed to diagnose you by myself, but
majority verdict,
you're heading in the right direction. I
don't want to get you too excited, but that's cool. You nailed the interview.
Yeah, that's good to know. You'll be hearing from us, you know, like one of those type of things.
A bit of a wink on the way out.
Yeah.
I think you've done all right.
I think we'll be seeing a lot more of each other, just put it that way.
Bastards as well. They had a lava lamp in their office, and you sat there for 2 hours, and at one point she was like, how are you with eye contact? And I was like, ask the fucking lava lamp. I haven't looked at you once.
Most acts that lava lamp's had once I've been there. I'm meant to be getting one for ADHD. I've lost the form that they gave me 3 times in a row. Which
that's
is good. Genuinely a bit.
Is that genuine?
Yeah. I've been to the doctor's, got the form, lost it 3 times.
That sounds
in a
like
row.
An old pub joke.
Can't be bothered to do it anymore. Yeah.
Do you have an interesting fact for us?
I need like an interesting, like, I was supposed to prepare. I probably did prepare on Friday and then forgot all of it when I got kicked in the head.
I mean, to be fair, we've had quite a lot of fun facts about your life, which I'm happy to take in substitute of another interesting fact.
I can tag on to that person that was nasty about you in the comments on Instagram. Do you know Margaret Thatcher, when she was at university, worked on the research team that invented Mr. Whippy ice cream?
What?
Really?
Margaret Thatcher invented soft serve ice cream.
Do you know what? She was all right, actually. Do you know what? I've always thought she gets a hard time, but there's something about her. I just think there's some joy she must have brought to the world. Surely.
Mr. Whippy.
Let's call it Whippy, though. Fucking damn with
them. She takes kids' milk, but she gives them ice cream. That's why she was taking the milk.
I'll tell you what. Guys, can everyone just shut up to see what I've got planned with it? Please see what I've got planned with it. Wow, she came up with soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, let her cook.
and a team name?
Team name. I mean, there's some absolute classics. Like, I don't know if you've had all the sort of hack ones, like Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Christine Blakely.
We go through phases of sometimes loving and then sometimes fucking despising the substitute of Quiz for Jizz.
Yeah, I'm not quiz on my tits, all that stuff. Yeah. I'm more of like a, the Unstoppable Tide of Quizlam type guy. Yeah, yeah, so, I think that stuff or like Quizlamic State.
Yeah.
They're good fun. So I think, yeah, the Unstoppable Tide of Quizlam is probably...
The Unstoppable Amazing. Tide of Quizlam.
Amazing. So that's who we are as a team. And we will go into this, taking on a quiz sent in from Dan from the Terrace in North Sydney. We've gone global again.
Fuck it all.
North wow. Sydney. Have you been to? Have you geeked around?
Yes, I did for the first time. Like earlier this year, I did a tour around Australia. I did two shows in Sydney, one show in Brisbane, and then like 2 weeks in Melbourne. Melbourne's one of my favorite places in the world now. Such a sick place to hang out. Oh, is that my chicken?
That might be.
Oh yeah, it is. I'm eating chicken. Just for the listener, I'm trying to eat it off mic as best I can, but I'm sorry. I'm hungry.
So our quizmaster is Dan from the Terrace in North Sydney, and his quiz is on a Wednesday at 6:30. And Dan also runs the company Trivia Mate, which provides quizzes all across Australia. That's pretty big.
Hello, Liam here. Hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I'm just really quickly interrupting as we have an exciting announcement, and that is that we are recording a live episode of the Pub Quiz Pod, and you can come along. In fact, we would love you to come along. It's going to be part of the Cheerful Earful Festival taking place at the Bedford Pub in Balham, London, on the 16th of October at 8:30 p.m. There's going to be a special guest, just like there is in the episodes. Tickets are £5, so less than the price of a pint. And you can find tickets on our socials or on the Cheerful Earful website, and we'll even put a link in the description of this episode. So we hope to see you there.
Okay, so, I mean, thank you so much for sending a quiz in all the way from Australia. This is very exciting. Round one is called General Knowledge 1. I've got a feeling there might be General Knowledge 2 coming up, but I don't want to jump the gun. Question number one. Which was the first country outside the US to have a Disneyland? Surely France.
You got to think. Oh, no, it's like...
There is one in
Hong Kong.
Korea. Yeah. Or
I have a friend who grew up in Hong Kong, and she used to go every day after school. Really? Disney, isn't that fucking crazy? But that's a Disney World. Are we? How much of a pedant is Dan? We gotta think he means Disneyland.
Yet. I mean, if anyone starts their quiz at 6:30 p.m., I think they probably are a pedant. I think they're thinking, you do the trivia, get an early night, get to bed. I don't know.
Is there only one Disney World? That's the worst football chant ever. I do love like football chants. I tried to write my dissertation on football chants, but they like they said there wasn't enough original research.
And we're studying medicine as well, which is nice. Mate, I think we really need to focus on fucking.
There wasn't enough original research, and when you're doing like an undergrad, you sort of have to pull from everybody else's research rather than do like only PhDs are really allowed to like do their own research. So I couldn't, but like I think there was a player for was it Dagenham and Redbridge. Who was called Stephen Justham, J-U-S-T-H-A-M. And the chant about him was, "You're just a shit Tesco sandwich," because he's just ham. Gorgeous. Wolves fans, they sing Nimrod from the Enigma Variations by Elgar, because Elgar was a big Wolves fan. Really? They don't sing any words, they just hum the tune to and a piece of orchestral music by Edwin Elgar.
Is there always a background to football chants? Because I've been to some football games and it just I'm like, where's this? Mm-hmm. Where's this come from?
But it's very often classical music,
right?
Is this a library? Is this a library? Yeah. That's from Carmen.
Yeah.
It's mad. There's a dissertation in it. There's a PhD in it. That's what
I
the guy.
I don't know where that. So we're quite by Millwall. I don't know where Mill comes from.
Is just Mill.
That is all it is, man. You'll hear it round here a lot on match day. Right, what country had the US Disney Disneyland?
I'm torn between France and Hong Kong, and I'm torn between whether he's going to have listed Hong Kong as China. What are his views on China?
I thought it was Japan. There's definitely one in Japan.
Yeah, definitely. But what was first? Where are we spreading from with Disney? We're spreading from America. I think France.
The Paris one is a Disneyland because it's a Disneyland Paris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not Disney World Paris.
Should we just play safe and go France?
I think also France.
Paris Saint-Germain top one. Maybe that's a bit of a sign.
Question number two. What type of dried fruit is a prune?
Is that a fig?
Oh, I thought it was a date.
Might be a
stalemate now.
Do I have to have the deciding vote? We're between fig and date?
Or a raisin?
Raisin's a dried grape.
Yeah.
So a prune is a dried.
Oh, I think you've lost a lot of credibility there by suggesting. Yeah, I think. By suggesting raisin in the first place. Yeah.
Can I throw in a really rogue cherry? No, cherries have a stone. That would be crazy. Do prunes have a stone?
And also, they're quite moist, aren't they? The cherry.
But said that. They're dried, so it wouldn't. You know what I mean?
I think. What did you say, Jake?
I thought it might be a date.
Yeah, I think. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sure?
I'm happy to go for it.
Whose biography is named Moonwalk? Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, or Michael Jackson?
Well, that's a nice question.
That's a lovely question.
That's a very nice question.
This is tricky.
What about the guy who went and didn't get out of the thing?
Michael Collins, what a guy.
Same name as one of the Irish revolutionaries. Yeah. So funny. Same guy.
Just
saying.
He's just the guy who had to look after the stuff.
Who went?
I'll just look after the stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think that was sure? Like, what amount of extra stuff would they need to bring so that they could do a little switcheroo and he could have a little walk around?
Let him have a walk, for fuck's sake!
Like, come on! Unless he's just a real I bet he's one of those. You know, like desperate to be a martyr, guys.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, no.
It's not like anyone was going to nick anything.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll have more fun with it.
You'll have more fun with it.
He's like, you know, Curtis from Love Island, where he's like, I like to be the one that gets up and makes everyone a coffee
in the morning. Yeah. It's going to be on TV. I'm a fat ugly prick anyway. Honestly, you don't want to see me on there.
I'll fuck it up. One small step for what? Oh fuck! No, you do it.
I don't think. I think Neil Armstrong being the first one up there. I think he's too self-important, self-righteous, thinks too much of himself.
I think it might be Buzz Aldrin.
A cheeky name. I don't think it's Michael Jackson.
I think it's Buzz
Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin needs the more on the nose. And then Michael Jackson's one would have been... Like, he wouldn't have wanted to define himself by a dance.
Okay, question number four. In what film did Tom Hanks play Captain Miller?
I think this is a red herring that they want us to say Miracle on the Hudson. But I don't think it is, because that's Sully. That's somebody Sullivan, isn't it? I think this is Saving Private Ryan. Because he played the pilot in Miracle on the Hudson, didn't he?
Played the pilot in Sully. It was called Sully, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But still, he would have been called Sully. I thought there was a thing called Miller's Walk or Miller's Choice, but maybe that is too easy. I think you're right. I think it's Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, go for it.
And finally, how many cartoon faces does each player have on their board game of Guess Who?
Oh, fuck. I played this recently.
I reckon it's 8. Along the front.
Yeah.
I reckon it goes back 6. 8x6.
Oh, I think 5.
5 back.
Yeah, my girlfriend got me the sweetest birthday present. She got me like a custom Guess Who with all my like extended family.
That's members. A great idea.
Really, really.
That's
sweet.
A really good
really,
idea.
Really sweet.
Right.
It's a lot of
did she make it herself, or was there a company
yeah,
you
so
could
she
go
went
to?
To like a printing
they
company
cartoon
got them
as well.
Printed, got like an old version of Guess Who reprinted the like stuck a new cover on the box and everything.
Did you open the bin one day and week before your birthday and saw all the Guess Who faces in there? What's going on?
Oh, that's a gorgeous, gorgeous thing to do.
Yeah, really.
It's
nice.
That's really nice.
It's the nice thing you've ever done for a girlfriend.
Booked a holiday to Porter.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, that's so bad.
I think you could have delivered it. Honestly, that was all in your delivery. Yeah, you could have made that seem quite nice.
I have a weird feeling it's odd number and odd number. I feel like 8's slightly too many.
You think it might be
I think
7.
7 by 5.
So 35?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
But
yeah,
then,
that feels about right to play.
But then are we saying, but you have one...
Oh, that's true.
In an extra slot.
That's very true. How many cartoon faces does each player have on their board?
On their board, yeah. I don't think
no,
that.
I think that is
in.
Including that, because that is on the board.
It's on the board.
Yeah, I think it might be a trick question. Yeah.
I think 36.
I really like that as an answer. So we try our best to, at least once an episode, see if we can get our guests to join the 5 out of 5 club. It started with Dan Tiernan. Maisie Adam had a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Helm had a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
I'm not confident on 5. I think we've got 4. I don't know what we've got.
Yeah.
On, but I think
let's find out
four.
What the situation is. So, question number one. The country outside of the US to have a Disneyland. There was talk of Hong Kong. There was talk of
Japan. There was a brief mention of Korea.
There was a brief mention of Korea. And it's always a brief one on this podcast, isn't it? It was Japan.
Fuck, that's my bad. I pulled you away.
Sorry, mate.
No, I'm really sorry, guys. Type of dried fruit that's a prune. I lambasted you
for saying whatever the fuck it was.
I said date.
It was Plum. This is a fucking bloodbath. This is like the start of Saving Private Ryan.
Speaking of, this isn't going to be the answer.
It's going to be Michael Jackson.
Autobiography, it's Michael Jackson.
Oh, fuck, zero.
We've also never had a zero out of five.
This could be new.
That's never happened.
Question number four. In what film did Tom Hanks play Captain Miller? It was Saving Private Ryan.
Thank God for that. Yeah, I'll take thank that. God.
And number five. How many cartoon faces does each player have? It's 24.
Fuck. I would argue it's 25.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? We'd still be wrong.
Yeah, but
I'm just going to say, Dan, if you're listening.
So that's only, what is it, six by four?
Yeah, it's going to be six by four.
Yeah.
But then I think he should have an extra one on there.
Guys, that's one out of five.
That's bad shit.
But I feel like the facts that came out of the discussion and the way we played the quiz felt like at least a four out of five.
Yeah.
The journey was good.
We felt confident, didn't we? Well, round two is general knowledge two, as you correctly predicted.
He's got a real knack of naming these titles, isn't he?
Yeah. He's adventurous. So question one, how many possible first moves are there in chess?
Oh, well, this has fucked me off already.
So it's the board's eight squares wide, isn't it? Or is it? You've got your
castles, bishop, knight,
king and queen.
King, and then castle, and then two, yeah, eight.
So eight. So you
got eight pawns. They can do two different things each.
Yeah, so that's 16 already. And then the only ones that can jump is the knights.
Yeah, so it's just pawns and knights can move.
Yeah.
So but they can go that way or that way.
So each knight can go... one, two, right, or one, two, left. So well, each has no, two, each, four. Each, it's 24.
Each knight can go over a pawn and then to the right or to the left. Yeah, so each is...
So they have two moves each.
So they've got four each. And then 24. Each of these pawns have got two each.
So 24.
Sorry, mate, you've said 24 about eight times.
And you went, no, because each can do... And
if why you do is that, it... I'm losing my mind on 24. So you got the four pawns. They add up to 16 possible moves. Eight pawns. 16 possible moves.
Yeah.
The knights have two each.
So it's 20.
Sorry. I'll take my bad completely.
Fucking hell, thank God you're here.
You can also flip over the board if you want.
The inventor of chess, right? The king of somewhere in India or China, I don't know.
I'm so glad you said that.
It's all the fucking same, isn't it? The king said, "I want a game that is to do with strategy and that challenges me and that excites me mentally." And this guy came up with chess. And the king said, "What do you want your reward to be? Do you want all this money, or what do you want?" He was like, "I'd like a grain of rice for every square that there is on the chessboard. I want you to double it." And then he was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do that." And then it was all of the rice that had ever existed in the kingdom, and he became the richest man in the kingdom.
But just in rice.
In rice. That is
the olden day Bitcoin. Yeah.
I'm asset poor, rice rich. Yeah.
That's like Arsenal Football Club.
Hey! Question number two.
We're going around the King's tonight for a risotto. That's all he can do.
Again?
Question two. What is the primary religion in Thailand?
Like a rice paper.
What's the primary religion in Thailand?
Buddhism.
I would think Buddhism would be my first guess. And it doesn't strike me as one of those sort of Asian countries that has like loads of Christians out of nowhere.
What else is there that could be in that region? Jainism, Taoism. But I think if it's going to be the main religion, it's going to be one of Buddhism, the big ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
Buddhism.
Question three. Within 5 meters either side, how long is the world record for the longest javelin throw of all time?
I don't know if anybody's cracked 100 metres, but I know that somebody's cracked 90.
You know that?
So I know it's over... I would think it's between 90 and 100, so if we've got five metre gap, I think we got to go 90.
Or if you know it's not 100, 94, then that would give us 89 as well.
Yeah.
I didn't think you two would be arguing so much about maths, but it's happened quite a lot. A
little bit.
I think 94 is probably a good...
94? Yeah.
I think I'm entirely basing that on two video games. Number one, Beijing 2008 on the Xbox 360.
Nice.
Because then you play all the games and you always know what the... Like, I know that the women's 1500 meter world record at the time was 3 minutes 26 seconds. That's just in my head for some reason.
So providing Matt's not been beaten in the last 17 years, I think we're on to a winner.
Yeah, and then the other one is Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
Yeah, that was good. I had that on the Wii.
Yeah, good fun.
Good times. Good times. Question 4. Put these famous people in order from youngest to oldest. Shakira, Kim Jong-un, and James Corden.
I think Shakira is going to be the oldest.
I agree with you. I completely agree.
I know that one of these, and I'm not going to say which one, during the recording of a panel show threw their Nando's order across the room because it wasn't lemon and herb.
That was Kim Jong-un.
I'm not going to say which one it was.
Yeah, well, one of them's sort of like a horrific dictator that nobody respects. And the other one's Kim Jong-un.
Yes!
There we go.
That was the most satisfying thing. Yeah. Oh!
I think Corden might... What year did Kim Jong-un, like, ascend to the throne or whatever? Like, what's his... I roughly remember being like maybe early secondary school, so maybe like 2009, 2010, something like
when
that.
When was Team America out? Because that was still Kim Jong Il.
That feels 2000.
I think he could be the youngest actually, Kim Jong Un. I think it might go Kim Jong Un.
I think he might be like strangely young.
I think he is quite young. Yeah.
So I think so. In youngest to oldest, we're going Kim, Corden, Shakira. Yeah.
Shakira's older than Corden?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Shakira's been around for a while. Like, Shakira could be 50. Corden's not 50.
Yeah, I can buy that. I can buy that.
Okay, right. Final question of the round. According to Google, are there more calories in a Big Mac or a Whopper?
Gotta be Whopper.
It's gotta be Whopper.
I'm very confident.
Everything's
just
chunkier.
Yeah, but is it?
It's a worse burger. Ones? But it feels like more substantial as actual food stuff.
I got like mad about tracking calories like in the past year or so, and I'm sort of like not doing it anymore, but Burger King is always crazy.
Really?
It's crazy.
Whopper then, I think. I think it's Whopper. Sure.
Although, I'm pretty confident on
McDonald's
Whopper.
McDonald's aren't really
so
known for just...
I'd be so
if you,
surprised.
Know, if you've done
everything's so, everything's so thin though. The meat's so thin. Like it's all... Yeah.
And if you've done calorie counting. We'll go with that. Right, should we see the answers? It's got to be better than a 1 out of 5. It's got to be, right.
I think we might be on for a 1 again.
Okay.
I'm confident about the chess one.
Yeah,
surely.
How many possible first moves are in chess? You're right, it's 20.
Nice.
What is the primary religion in Thailand? We said Buddhism. It is Buddhism.
Yes.
Which is a good start.
We're ahead.
Within 5 metres either side, what's the world record for the longest javelin throw? Your maths was, no one's topped 100.
Yeah, but I think
someone's
topped
90. So we said 94, because that gives us up to 99 and down to 89. The answer is... 98.48 meters.
Pretty
That's
good.
Great knowledge.
Fucking brilliant.
That
good.
Is great knowledge.
Fucking brilliant.
That's pretty good.
Brilliant knowledge. So
the only thing that slightly tipped it was when you said pretty good by me. But other than that, I loved it. I loved all of it. Other than that,
youngest to oldest out of Corden, Kim Jong Un, and Shakira. So
Kim's the youngest.
So we said youngest was Kim Jong Un, and then James Corden, and then Shakira. Coming in at 41 as the youngest is Kim Jong Un.
Get in.
Nice.
Coming in at 46 in the middle is James Corden.
50!
And Shakira's 48.
Brilliant answer, guys. So fantastic work.
Great rising work, from the ashes.
So
like
how
a phoenix.
Is Shakira?
48.
Fucking hell, you're right. She could just be 50. Yeah. Fucking mad.
So this is it for a 5 out of 5.
This is a buzz.
Is it a Big Mac or a Whopper? For a 5 out of 5, the answer is a Whopper.
Yes!
Get in there. Get in.
What a turn of fortune from the 1 to 5. That is insane.
Look at
that's
that.
Good. That's good. This
oh,
is,
man,
this is,
it's so rare that I feel anything at the moment. And that is... I actually felt my heart beat a little bit and like the air fucking go through my lungs. Oh, Victoria, yeah, thanks for giving us that moment in our lives. Yeah. Should we have a break for a second and just talk about Victoria and everything that's going on? I feel like you must be the busiest man in comedy. I don't know.
Like, I've got some shit on. I'm going on tour in the new year, which I'm excited about. And it's nice now, like, I have my cousin tour managers for me. Whereas my very first tour, it was just me. And that is, like, it's cool because you're, like, touring for the first time, but it's grim.
So you were cutting your own clips. You were producing your own stuff. You are.
Well, this is the thing for me. People are like, you must be so busy, and I'm a bit like, this is the least busy I've been in the past 5 years.
Because you were very busy. Because
I was
about 10 years.
I was in the fucking trenches. Yeah.
You said
stuff.
You used to be a musician. When did you transition into comedy, man? How long did you do
comedy? So I moved to London at 18 in 2014 to become to study classical music. So studied that till 2018. But then started comedy maybe 2017/2018. While I was still in uni, started running nights at my uni, and then started becoming.
So you're about 2019.
Yeah, and then do you know the way people? So basically, when people leave music college, normally they'll do a bit of teaching of music in schools, like one on one music teaching or whole class music teaching, not curriculum stuff, but peripatetic, coming in and teaching African drums to a bunch of kids. And then they would do music gigs in the evenings, but I just swapped that out for I was doing stand up in the evenings and music during the day. And what's quite nice is you can just gradually cut a day of teaching, and then sort of go full time. So I went full time 2022, just before my first.
It's mad meeting people in their 20s who have been doing. It's I've got about nearly 10 years of stand up in the bag. It's insane.
Yeah, I've probably been going 7 years.
Wow.
At this point. Which feels mad. I feel like I figured some stuff out about it quite quickly. I was quite lucky to I was quite bad at the start, but then I sort of had a few moments of just oh yeah, I didn't even do that. Oh, once it was.
Has your style changed a lot in that time?
Yeah, the first time I did stand up, I was doing one-liners, very deadpan. Because I think you're not funny, but if you do a one-liner, it was definitely a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was puns. And
people
was
know where they need to laugh.
It was definitely a joke. You can't deny that I did a joke there.
Yeah.
But then you sort of because it's a bit scarier to just say something. And then even now, I hate stuff that feels super written. Anytime a comedian has one of these big routines where they're here's the premise, here's the punchline, tag, 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 here's the act out that accompanies the premise and blah, 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 blah. I'm always just yeah, well done. You sort of connected all the dots of the way every fucker does comedy. Whereas I sort of finding something a bit more pure of just say something funny.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Don't try and come up with a da da da. That'd be da 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 da.
It feels a bit silly asking you this because your Edinburgh run was sort of prolific. It sold out before the fucking festival started. But for those who don't know, presumably this is what you're now touring, right?
Yes, the tour starts in January.
What is the show?
It's called You Can't Say Nothing Anymore, which is it's really a filtration system because anybody who says they love the title, if they say it with a certain tone of voice, I go, you're going to hate the show because they think I'm doing a free speech rant. About oh, it's fucking tough to be a comedian nowadays. Everybody's so fucking woke.
Can't even fucking say transatlantic.
Yeah, all this fucking. Whereas it's sort of railing against that a little bit. And there's a lot of stuff about the Troubles and growing up after the Troubles, because I grew up in Belfast, but born just before the Troubles finished. So I was alive for 2 years of it. And then there's a big, and this was a mad thing actually, and I don't know whether I was being stupid, but I went up to Edinburgh and I had the show. It's about three things. It's about offensive comedy and whether comedy can be an art. It's about the Troubles and it's about the Middle East. And there's a big chunk on the Middle East. And I was baffled when I went up and I felt I was the only person doing a chunk of their show about the Middle East. Because I was isn't everyone preoccupied with this? My head's fucked by it every day. So surely we'll talk about it. And I'm not saying everybody should be it's a tough thing to write jokes about and a tough thing to be funny about, but it's I was convinced more people would be doing stuff about it. And I was okay. I guess I'm just, I felt an insane person.
There were some non-white comics doing bits and bobs, but I do think it cuts through more when sometimes when a white comic is talking about these things, just because.
Well, it's because
because basically you grow up as a brown person talking about this, and people go, "Well, that's of course, what you, yeah, of course, exactly, of course, that's what you're going to talk about that."
Now it's all fucking I don't know, I don't want to have a fucking rant, but all those cunts that are doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival,
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
off! You're all millionaires. There's two of them were yeah, go get your bag, do whatever. but you're fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when those footballers go to Saudi. I'm like, you have enough money. Like, it fucks me off so much, all these cunts. And I had a bit in my show about, and I like, it will be there on the tour. I did a show in Dubai, so I'm hardly the fucking moral arbiter of society or whatever. But, like, they went through my set and made sure I wasn't saying anything offensive, because you can get arrested in Dubai for saying offensive stuff. And I talk about that in the show. Because all these free speech cunts go do shows in Dubai, but they never mention, when they're talking about censorship, the fact that...
I didn't know they would do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And of course Saudi will do that.
Yeah.
But it just fucks me off, all that stuff. So I'm touring a show that's much funnier than I just was for about 5 minutes.
When are tickets on sale now?
Yeah, tickets are on sale. And we're doing some crazy venues. We're doing the Apollo in London.
Fucking
yeah,
hell,
very,
man.
Very crazy. And like, the stalls are nearly sold out. So it's like nearly half sold out. And it's like not for 6 months nearly.
Mate, well, I mean, this is going to definitely sell out a row.
Yeah, we'll get a row.
This will be a row.
We'll get Dan in. Definitely. And then Dan from North Sydney. I'll probably be coming to Sydney later in the year as well.
Will you? You're going all around the world?
All around the world. And it's all crazy. It's all like mad dream venues and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, incredible.
It's great.
Wait, because, I mean, a lot of, obviously, most people know you as a stand-up, but I think a lot of people don't know that we are friend of the pod. He's been on as well. You and Horatio involved with Finn versus the Internet from the start.
Co-creators of Finn versus the Internet. Yeah. Yeah, we're on Monday. When does this come out? We have a very big guest that we're recording with on Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't tell us and we cut it out.
Coming in on Monday.
Fucking hell. Really? Are you serious? I'm really sorry that I didn't have this reaction when you told me about the Apollo, by the way.
That's crazy.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so Finn versus the Internet. Check it out online. I'm really proud to be part of Finn versus the Internet. Like,
yeah,
crazy thing to have started, like, Room Above a Pub. Like, we recorded series one above the Bill Murray.
I saw the other day you were saying about, like, Conor McGregor watches your stuff.
Oh, yeah, Mike and Vittorio's Guide to Parenting. That's my podcast with Mike Rice. Neither of us have kids, and the podcast isn't about parenting. So, something happened. How did we first find out? We had a clip about him and we're always like a bit worried because he does like watch, like he's a madman. Like he searches his own name on Twitter and all that mad shit. But then he commented on one of Mike's stand-up clips. So we now know that like McGregor
is aware of
it. Like is keeping tabs on us, which is quite scary, but I'm also like, punch me in the head. That is the easiest pile of money I've ever made.
Good God.
I'll take one punch. I got kicked in the head yesterday for
this concussion
money.
Was for nothing.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening who doesn't know where to find you on socials, where can they find you, Vittorio?
Vittorio Angeloni. It's always just my name. Apart from on Twitter, my name is like slightly too long. So just take the E off the end. And that's my Twitter handle.
Well, look, we've got the final round. We've had a one. We've had a five. I don't really know where
we're going for a three. We're going for a three.
So round three from Dan in North Sydney is General Knowledge 3. It's for Trilogy.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, let's take it. So we've had a one and a five. Question number one. Name the six movies Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for an Academy Award for either Best Actor or Actor in a Supporting Role.
Well, so, are we including, like, because obviously he was nominated for The Revenant.
Yeah, that's got
to count. But then he won. So technically...
Nominated. Yeah, just nominated.
Yeah.
Got to be in.
Revenant's in.
Was he up for Django? That'll be the supporting role.
Django, I think, is a good, great shout. I think that...
Titanic?
Titanic, yeah.
Probably. That was like big awards
vibes. The Departed did well at the Oscars, I think. Did it? Or maybe not. Catch Me If You Can did very well.
Shutter Island.
Okay.
Shutter Island, I would say that's probably... That was a big role.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd like to throw in Catch Me If You Can.
All right.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street, surely.
Wolf of Wall Street, nice. Yeah, I'm happy with that list.
Question two. In which year did all the following events take place? Wikipedia was launched. Russell Crowe won an Oscar for his appearance in Gladiator. Monica and Chandler got married in Friends. Destiny's Child released Saviour and Billie Eilish was born.
Survivor,
sorry.
It's going to be late 90s, early noughties. But so like very close to
Gladiator
the millennium,
was
I think.
Either out in 2000 or 2001. I just can't remember which one it is.
So the Oscar would have been 2002.
And that would make Billie Eilish like 25 if it was 2001.
Yeah, I think
2001 feels right.
Yeah.
We're happy with 2001.
I don't think we're pushing to 2002. I think, yeah, okay. I think 2001. Yeah.
Question three. How many hurdles are in a 110 metre hurdle race?
This reeks of Vittorio, this. This fucking stinks to you, mate.
God knows.
You've smashed a 110 metre hurdle race.
Yeah, it's never gone quite dirty with it as well.
There's like different step patterns that people use, like how many steps between hurdles. And it like changes over the course of the thing. But I think when they're in full flight, it's like 5 strides between hurdles. So like how long's a stride? Maybe when you're at full tilt, bigger than a meter, surely, like at full sprint, you gotta be close to two.
So that would be every 10 meters, would it?
So you're thinking 10 over the course of the 110.
It feels like a lot, doesn't it? It's quite,
I think that checks out actually.
All right, I'd maybe think a bit lower. I'd maybe sort of go 8.
Let's say 8. I'm happy with 8.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry if it is 10. I feel like I've infiltrated there. Question 4. How many miles did the Proclaimers say they would walk for you?
5,000.
And then 500 more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try and fuck with us, Dean.
Yeah. Don't go thinking... well, not Dean, but Dan. Don't go thinking we don't know our Proclaimers, mate.
Number 5.
From 1943 until the late 1900s, there were 10... player pieces in the game of Monopoly.
Jesus.
What were they?
Iron, dog, top hat, race car.
Ship.
Ship is great.
Thimble.
Thimble, class. I'm running low. That was a quick 6, though.
That was an incredible was a very 6. Quick 6. Best 6 we've had. Iron dog, hat, car, ship, thimble. Well, they're all based on industries, so.
Oh, there was there a little like sort of factory thing? No.
Oh, there was a. There's a cannon, I think.
Yeah, cannon. Let's go cannon.
It's all based on industries. You've got textiles, which is covered by what? Thimble. You've got.
How is it based on industry? What industry is dog?
what industry do you work in? Just mainly dog stuff.
The top hat. What are you? I think you. Where have you pulled this from that they're all based on industries? Yeah.
Well, they must be, aren't they?
What?
Why?
Yeah, because, what else would they be?
Just things.
They're just things. Monopoly is about business, right? Monopoly is about making money. They're going to be based on some sort of industry. Iron is dry cleaning. Dog.
Crafts.
Pet industry. Hat clothes. Industry. Car, self-explanatory. Ship, shipping. Thimble, textiles. Cannon. Selling armaments to
Israel.
Yeah, a shoe.
Shoe, big time. That's definitely in there.
That's definitely in there. Football?
No.
Cricket bat? Some sort of sport thing?
Nothing rolls.
We probably need to make sure we don't overlook the sports industry.
Anything food related?
Good shout, frying pan. Related. Frying pan. I could see a frying pan being in there. I don't think it is, but no, it is. Rope.
You thinking of Cluedo, mate?
Yeah, things Cluedo-y, doesn't it? Fuck. I hope I'm not like. I feel like I don't have any more in my head that I'm going to be annoyed by if we don't.
It's not like
them.
A screwdriver, is there? Anything like
hammer.
That, or a hammer.
I don't hate hammer.
Maybe try hammer.
Cluedo, but yeah.
Industry.
Stop saying industry. is there like a book?
That's great.
That's a good shout.
Publishing industry. Great.
Right, let's do the answers. So, the 6 movies Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for. So, Jake, you tick them off. Wolf of Wall Street.
We've got it.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No, well, we fucked it.
Blood Diamond.
Fucked it.
The Aviator.
What the fuck?
The Revenant.
Got it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Fucking hell.
Not even close.
We got 2 out of 6.
Even if it was a point for half of them, we would.
He's done a lot of work, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's done shit loads.
He's done a lot of stuff.
In what year did all of them events take place? It was 2001.
Yo! Nothing else happened that year as well. Crazy.
How many... how many hurdles are there in a 110 meter hurdle race? It's 10.
Oh no! Oh no!
Sorry, that is on you a little.
I was hoping to brush over that.
What?
Well, you're the other sports guy.
And I said 10.
Yeah, why did we go 8? Oh, it was you.
No. Yeah. how many miles did the Proclaimers walk? They would walk 1,000. And then he's put in brackets 500 and 500 more. Yeah. Just in case we were... What? 500? It says 500? No. He's done the maths.
And he's had that because he's done this he's done this question before at a quiz. And he's put 500. You've got a team at the back going, 500. How is that 500? He's like, guys, calm down.
I'll put it on then.
He's definitely put it on.
And then finally, I'll be amazed if we get this. The 10 player pieces in the game of
we're Monopoly. Getting 6.
Battleship.
Did you say ship? That.
Boot. You said shoe.
We're taking shoe.
Cannon.
Taking.
Big time.
Iron.
Yeah.
Race car.
Yeah.
Scotty dog.
Yeah, yeah dog.
Yeah.
Thimble.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to confirm, we've got...
We need hat. Top hat's in there.
Yeah, we're missing. We just need 3 more.
Top hat.
Go on.
Oh, what are the last 2?
Horse and rider.
Oh, what?
What the fuck?
And a wheelbarrow.
Oh, fuck, there is a wheelbarrow, you pigs.
Gardening industry.
We got 8.
Every time I forget the bloody gardening industry.
It's harsh, isn't it, not to get anything for 8?
It's really harsh to name 8 things and not get anything for it.
Are we getting nothing for that?
Nothing for
mate,
that.
There's some people we've had on the quiz and we've not got 8 right answers throughout the whole quiz. We've got 8 right answers in one question now. We've got absolutely nothing for it.
That feels...
We've been absolutely cunted off by this, right?
Yeah.
We got 2. Our scores are 1, 5, and 2.
It's a mixed bag, is what you call that, wouldn't it?
Distinctly. My reviews.
It's 8 out of 15. Like reviewers, you're about to be a reviewer. Can you please review Dan's quiz? We've got a bit of criteria out of 10. So first bit is accessibility.
Yeah, my friend Tom does quizzes and his thing is like every answer should be like guessable.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't just know it or not know it. Like you should be able to take a punt even if you don't know it. And I feel like he had a decent few of those.
Yeah, decent hit rate.
He was quite good at that actually.
So I would say it was reasonably accessible. Yeah, it was decent. Out of 10?
Yeah.
I'd give him like an 8 for accessibility.
Amazing. This next category sort of overlaps with that. We're not too sure what it means, but playability.
No, range of questions.
Range of questions, I'll take that back.
Range of questions,
Didn't feel super broad. There was a lot of film stuff in there.
Mm.
I'm going to give that like a 3.
Fair enough, be honest, yeah. And then finally, good vibes for the day.
The whole experience. The
experience of hanging out was nice.
Yeah,
I'm fucked off by having the name 12,000 things in the last round.
Yeah.
And get no points for it.
Yeah, I'm annoyed by that.
That wasn't good stuff. That wasn't good stuff.
So what have we done in spite of that? You know, how have the rest of us...
Are you...
We're included in this criteria.
You're included in this criteria.
The lights are, that chicken you had earlier.
Morley's chicken is included in the review.
Yeah, man.
Your Pepsi,
getting here today.
Yeah.
I would say we're averaging out to like a 6.5.
Fine. Yeah. Okay, that.
It took fucking ages to get here.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. I am genuinely so sorry about that. But the room's free and we won't be changing it for a while until this starts making
It's such
money.
A good acoustic for podcasting as well.
Victoria's been an absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for coming. We've loved quizzing
with
you.
We really have.
But a big thank you to our quizmaster,
Dan from the Terrace in North Sydney.
And people in North Sydney, Victoria will be in your city this year.
At some point. But UK and Ireland is on sale, and I think New York is as well.
Thanks so much. Let's get another drink, shall we?
Skirt, skirt.